Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered evening storms possible, lows in the upper 50s. Full forecast details are coming up. At least eight suspects are being sought by police after about a dozen people, many of them teenagers, broke into the grounds of the Mannheim-Milwaukee auto auction west of I-94 in Racine County early this morning. Four teens, 15 and 16 years old, were arrested at the scene. Sheriff Christopher Schmilling says the three boys and a girl were cooperating with investigators and have named the others involved. After gaining access to the auto auction grounds, the group attempted to take several cars, ramming one into a fence, creating a hole to allow them to escape when they were detected. Schmilling said the teens were unable to get away with any vehicles because of stepped-up security at the auction.
And they have fortified their fencing. They've had additional security teams and some other technology that aids them when someone comes into their fence line.
Schmilling said after escaping from the grounds, the teens fled in two vehicles back toward Milwaukee County. A semi failed to stop while a train was passing, crashing into three other vehicles late this morning. The accident happened in the 6500 block of Highway KR just after 12:30. According to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, an eastbound semi was stopped at the grade crossing, along with two other vehicles. The second eastbound semi hit the two cars and came to rest after hitting the stopped semi. The driver of one of the cars was transported to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life as a precaution. The crash remains under investigation. Mount Pleasant Police and the State Patrol assisted the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department at the scene. Fire caused significant damage early this morning to a home at 1725 Edgewood Avenue on Racine's north side, where the occupants are reportedly on vacation. Police confirmed an active fire with arriving crews facing a lot of smoke. At different points in the response, the incident commander ordered crews out of the two-story home for safety reasons. A fire department investigator was brought in to try to determine how the fire started. Damage was estimated at $68,000. A spike in the number of parvovirus cases in dogs turned over to the Wisconsin Humane Society campus in Racine apparently prompted dozens of people to attend a vaccination clinic at the Chicory Road site this morning. Humane Society spokesperson Angela Speed says as many as 80 people attended the clinic, the first person in line at 7:30. In the last week, seven dogs from the local community came to the shelter with the parvovirus. Two were dead when they arrived at the shelter, three died despite efforts to save them, and two puppies are receiving treatment. Parvo is a deadly but preventable illness, according to veterinarian Dr. Nadine Langston at the Racine campus, but it does require several booster vaccines before dogs are fully protected. The Humane Society offers low-cost vaccination clinics at the Racine campus several times each month. A special election for mayor in Racine has been formally approved by the Common Council, with a schedule listing October 17th for the general election, a primary on September 19th, and candidates allowed to circulate nominating papers as of today for submission by 5 p.m. on August 22nd. Council President Q.A. Shakur felt the unbudgeted cost was not in the best interest of taxpayers.
This Common Council, this mayor, this administration can respond to the 2017 to 2018 budget. This Common Council, this mayor, this administration can respond to debt financing, et cetera, et cetera. This mayor, this Common Council, this administration and staff, we can respond to the needs of our citizens.
Aldermen Shakur and Perez voted against the schedule of October 17th for the general election and September 19th primary, with a swearing-in ceremony at the November 7th council meeting. Mayor Dennis Weiser indicated he would have supported the recommended schedule if he had voting authority. A fundraiser will be held this coming Sunday to offer help to flooding victims in western Kenosha County. It's scheduled from noon to 5 p.m. at Bella Vita Banquets, located on Geneva Road in New Munster. Admission is $5, with $10 for a pasta dinner, plus there will be music, live auctions, and raffles. More information is available online at sharingcenter.net. Outside the event, fundraising through the Sharing Center, dedicated to western Kenosha County victims, is close to $10,000. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.